from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is to meet later Tuesday to discuss the latest North Korean missile test, this time a mid-range missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead that was fired over Japan. The rocket, believed to be a Hwasong-12 intermediate range, broke apart and fell into Pacific waters off Hokkaido Tuesday. Pyongyang launched a communication satellite atop a rocket that flew over Japan in 2009. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the North's reckless action is an unprecedented, serious, and grave threat to the nation. A spokesman for South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff, No Chae-cheon, said despite repeated warnings, the North launched its 13th ballistic missile of the year from the vicinity of Sunan near Pyongyang. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop called the launch provocative, dangerous, destabilizing and threatening.
To fire a missile over the territory of another nation is threatening, dangerous and provocative. North Korea is in breach of numerous UN Security Council resolutions and is acting illegally.
The latest missile launch comes in the midst of joint military exercises involving U.S. and South Korean forces. Pyongyang is denounced as a prelude to invasion. A European-African summit in Paris on migration Monday agreed to a plan to try to stem the flow of illegal human trafficking and support nations struggling to contain the flow of people across the desert in the waters of the Mediterranean.
Nous devons agir tous ensemble.
French President Emmanuel Macron said Europe and Africa must act together to meet the challenge. The leaders of Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Chad, Niger, and Libya agreed to create a mechanism to identify legitimate migrants fleeing war and persecution before they embark on the dangerous journey and register them through the UN. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is to travel to Texas Tuesday to witness the devastation wrought by Tropical Storm Harvey, which came ashore late Friday and has lingered over South Texas for 4 days, dumping records amount of rainfall as it moves slowly eastward. Mr. Trump Monday was asked his view of the unfolding natural disaster.
It's the biggest ever. They're saying it's the biggest. It's historic. It is a historic amount of water in particular. There's never been anything like it.
The president said he expects quick action by Congress to fund cleanup efforts. He's declared 18 Texas counties disaster areas. More than 70 centimeters of rain have already fallen. Another 60 are forecast over the next 2 days. As many as 9 fatalities have been blamed on the storm. Nearly 7 million, including the residents of Houston, the nation's fourth biggest city, have been affected. Harvey is slowly moving toward Louisiana. That state's governor is John Bel Edwards.
This is going to play out over several days. That's exactly what's happening. The storm is more or less stationary, but to the extent that it's moving, it's actually moving towards the east in our direction. And that makes this obviously a dangerous situation for our state, especially those people on the western portion of our state.
The storm is also impacting the nation's oil refineries. Robert Sinclair is a spokesman for the travel agency AAA.
More than 30% of total U.S. refining capacity is located in the Gulf Coast. And in fact, where the storm first hit, Corpus Christi, there are 5 refineries with about 4% of U.S. refining capacity. All of them were knocked offline.
Gasoline futures hit their highest level in 2 years Monday. Kenya's Supreme Court has begun hearing opposition leader Raila Odinga's challenge to this month's election victory by President Uhuru Kenyatta. The former prime minister has charged the fraud. The election was fraud. In Myanmar, security forces continue operations in rest of western Rakhine State, where more than 100 people have been killed since Rohingya militants ambushed troops on Friday. The operations have forced thousands of minority Rohingya Muslims to flee to neighboring Bangladesh. India and China have agreed to disengage forces along the disputed Doklam border region in the eastern Himalayas. China's foreign ministry said its soldiers will continue patrolling the area, insists is its sovereign right. Tensions began in June after India accused China of building a road in the disputed border region. Guatemala's embattled President Jimmy Morales appeared to soften his stance on expelling the head of a UN anti-corruption commission. He declared Ivan Velasquez persona non grata, but the nation's top guard blocked the move. A government spokesman said a resolution is being discussed. The commission had concluded that Mr. Morales should be investigated for alleged illicit campaign funding. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.